day. Is there any dads here? Give me a wave. Give me a thumbs up. Just a wink or even a grunt would be great from the dads here. We got a few dads out there. We just really want to honor you guys. We want to honor dads today because not only is it Father's Day, but you're making a significant impact in your families, in your communities, in the areas of influence, and we want to honor that today as Father's Day. And what better way than throwing a lump of meat in a smoker? And there's actually a few lumps of meat in there. So make sure you hang around after the service and just celebrate dinner with us as we celebrate our dads, yeah? No dads here, all right. Someone's excited. Awesome. Just before we have dinner, I want to share a few thoughts about a guy in the Bible who went down as one of the patriarchs. He went down in the Bible as one of these guys who was a father. He was actually called the Father of Nations. And this bloke's name is Abraham, and he lived a long time ago before Jesus came, and he was journeying in life, and he's went down in history as a father of the nations. He's went down in history as someone who his lineage has just went on and went on. But that wasn't always the case. And one night, Abraham, like all guys here, find yourself wandering outside, thinking about life, and he's talking to God, and God promises him and shows him the stars and says, you know, those stars, that is going to be like your descendants. Amazing promise of God that he said to Abraham, not only are you going to have a son, but you're going to pass on a legacy. And here he is wandering outside, and God promises him that as the stars are up in the sky, so is his descendants going to be. And it's interesting at this point that Abraham wasn't 20, he wasn't 30, he was actually 100. 100 years old, which makes it pretty difficult. And on one hand, Abraham had this awesome promise of God to have a child. And on the other hand, he's looking at himself in the mirror. He's looking at his wife. They're elderly. They're getting old. The body doesn't work as well as it did. And here they are 100 years down the track, and God has said, you're going to have a son. And I want to talk a little bit tonight about this whole thing that Abraham actually grasped, which was this belief. And I think it's so critical for us, especially as fathers, as men, that we believe the Word of God. Yeah? Let's have a look at Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. And I've only got two verses tonight. Very short, two verses, but let me pick this up in Romans chapter 4, verse 17. And this is what God has said to Abraham. It says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God in whom we believed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. And this is the key verse for tonight, verse 18. Against all hope, Abraham, in hope, believed and so became the father of many nations. Let me read that again. Against all hope, Abraham, in hope, believed and so became the father of many nations. Here we see that Abraham believed, and the result of his belief meant that he became the father of many nations. So here's Abraham. He's doing life with God. God powerfully speaks to him and gives him a promise. And on one hand, he's got this promise of God, and on the other hand, he's got reality. Who has reality? Who has experience? We have reality. We come against reality all the time, experience, circumstances. And here Abraham is awesome promise of God, but yet he's confronted with his reality. Ultimately, Abraham has to make a choice. He has to make a choice whether he believes God or whether he believes the reality that was currently in his life. And I don't know if you've actually thought in depth about this story. And oftentimes, for those of us who have become familiar with these stories, we often just go over them and go, oh yeah, he's talking about Abraham. Yeah, Isaac, that's awesome. But this is the point. When God gave the promise to Abraham, he didn't have a child, but yet he believed. Not only did he not have a child, it was very difficult for him to have a child. Not only was it difficult for him to have a child, but it was impossible for him to have a child. And in that space of impossibility, Abraham believed God. Abraham believed God, that he took God's promise over the circumstances that was in his life. I often think that how often could this be in the other way? Imagine if Abraham's out there walking around talking at God in the night. This awesome promise, he's all pumped up, he goes to sleep. Next morning he wakes up, he turns over to Sarah, his wife. He looks at her, although she would have been beautiful at 100. But he looks over at her and goes, reality is we're 100 years old. How is this child ever going to become a reality? As he looked in the mirror, as he got up and looked in the mirror, he was once again reminded about his limitations. About how the body doesn't work the way it did when he's 100 years old. But here Abraham, he could have sat there and he could have said, Sarah, God's given me this awesome promise, but it's impossible. Why don't we just believe God for a dog? Why don't we just believe God that we'll find an awesome chihuahua, and you know it's going to be awesome for us two, and it'll be the third one, and we can buy a caravan and we can travel around Australia with this chihuahua, and then we'll call it a day. Nothing wrong with that. But here, Abraham, he made a decision in this moment, and he said, even though I'm staring down at impossibilities, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to believe God. And I want to talk to blokes tonight, as it's Father's Day. I want to talk to men and fathers, that God is looking for men that will just believe God. Our community, our society is surrounded by men, largely, that become reactive to the circumstances and the things we face. We become reactive about circumstances. We become reactive to what's going on in life rather than taking a step back and saying, what does God say about the situation I'm in? What is God saying? What has God said in His Word? And what is my response? I want to encourage you tonight to believe God. To believe God. Oftentimes we can journey for a period of time with no faith, no belief. All we're doing is just reacting to our circumstances. We're just becoming accustomed to the things that are happening in our life without standing there and saying, no, I believe something else. Let's have a look at that verse again, verse 18. It says, Abraham, in hope, believed, and so became the father of many nations. He believed, and then he became. This is my point tonight. You become what you believe. You become what you believe. This verse tells us that the outcome of Abraham's belief was a son. It's interesting that if Abraham had decided, we're going to get a dog, we're going to get a caravan, we're going to high five it, we're going to go traveling, enough's enough. Maybe God's just had too much Red Bull the other night. Maybe God's unsure or unsure about this promise to us. It can't be true. It's impossible. We'll just settle for a dog and the three of us can be happy. If he decided that, the reality is that there would have never been a son that was born. But the outcome of his belief was generations to follow. You become what you believe. You become what you believe. When I was at school, in grade 11 and 12, is anyone here in grade 11 or 12? Yeah, quite a few people. It's great. So in grade 11 and 12, the pressure's on, because it's the 2 years that actually matter, and you're going for an OP or you're going for whatever it is to get into the course you want to get into. And I remember in grade 11 and 12, I was thinking about doing engineering, and I knew that I had to pick the right subjects, the maths-related subjects, to get me into engineering. And there was one part when I was doing, I think it was Maths B, which is all the algebra and stuff. It was really tough. And I think I might have even failed an exam. I wasn't doing really great. But I came home and I was surrounded in an environment of my mum, my sister, and people around me that kept telling me that I was intelligent enough, don't laugh, Michael, intelligent enough to not only survive in this subject, but pass and thrive. And later on, I got into university and I was studying engineering. And it was interesting because I remember the years before that when mum would come up to me and she would say, "Ben, you can be a surgeon if you want to. You can be a doctor if you want to." And one time I overheard her talking to someone else about that I've got the abilities, I've got the intellect to do whatever I want. Now you can ask her, maybe she was, I don't know, maybe she had a bit too much Red Bull. But the reality is that she genuinely believed that her son had the ability to not only survive in engineering, but thrive in the process. And she kept telling me that, Leah kept telling me that, people around me encouraged me about that, and all of a sudden it built within me not just a bright idea that I could study and I could pass, but it actually built a deep-rooted belief system in me that I could not fail. And I'm not saying that out of pride and arrogance, I'm saying that when I was at uni, even though engineering was tough, even though I struggled some of the time with it, it never crossed my mind that I was going to fail. It never crossed my mind that I was going to quit. It never crossed my mind that I wasn't going to be good enough. And I knew that eventually I would get there, not only survive, but thrive as an engineer. Of course, there's dedication, there's willpower, there's intellect and all that type of thing. But what I'm saying tonight is somebody believed something in me and they spoke it into my life until the point where it became a deep-seated belief in me that changed my outlook on life. You see, you become what you believe. I'm not talking here about telling lies to people, because if I tell a monkey for a year that he's going to be a doctor, I don't want him operating on me, that's for sure. But what I'm talking about is discovering, looking on the inside of somebody and discovering the God-given abilities in their life and bringing that forth, bringing that out, and creating a belief that can give glory to Him. Maybe you're here tonight and you think back even in the last couple of months and you can't remember a time when you've believed again. Maybe you can't remember where you believed in an impossible situation. Maybe you're like we often are and we're just stumbling along life. We just get bombarded, we just get hit with realities, and that just then becomes our belief. I want to encourage you tonight, especially fathers here, to believe again. We have an awesome responsibility for our families, for our children, for our workplace, for the areas of influence that we're around, for the church, to believe something, what God says, and hold Him to that. You know, it's easier to walk along in life and just repeat the reality. It's easy to look at my bank account and just say how many dollars is in it. It's easy to look at a doctor's report and read that out and let that become my belief. It's easy to look at my past and my family and generational stuff and look at the dysfunction in that and let that become and dictate the belief to me. But I want to encourage you tonight. Let's be men. Let's be people that believe what God says, like Abraham did. In the face of impossibilities, he believed God. What would this look like in your life if you believed God right now? What impossibilities are in your life? Just get the worship team to come back up. We might just play that Reckless Love song again. That was awesome, Dan. God is looking for men and women that will believe His word, believe what He says. I believe that God is raising up a group of young people here that will see our community transform. We can look around. We can be discouraged by the realities that we see around us. But tonight, God wants to show you what is possible and then believe Him. You know, the will of God is that no one should perish. So therefore, the will of God for our community is that no one, not a single person, should live a life in darkness, absent from the light of Christ. Not one single person. Would you make a decision like Abraham? When you're sitting in the midst of adversity, when you're sitting with financial turmoil, with doctor's reports, with relational issues, with dysfunction, with sickness. And on one hand, we've got the reality of all these things. And then we've got what God says. Tonight, would you make a decision to believe God, to believe what He says? He never tolerated sickness, infirmity. I'm so encouraged tonight and challenged to just believe Him. Believe Him. Can we all stand together? As we celebrate this Father's Day, maybe you're here tonight and you've never experienced this reckless love that we've been singing about. This love of the Father, this love of God that sent His own Son to this planet to die for us, to give us a new life. Just while everyone closes their eyes, there's no better time than a Father's Day service to accept the perfect Father into your life. If you're here tonight and you're not sure that you're right with God, if you're here tonight and you've never experienced a personal relationship with Jesus, I want to invite you to do that tonight. I want to invite you on the start of a journey. It's just the very beginning, but it's the most important decision you'll ever make, is saying yes to Him, saying yes to a perfect Father. If that's you tonight, would you just raise your hand and quickly put it back down. Just raise your hand to say yes to Jesus tonight. If there's anyone here, you want to say yes to Him. You want to know that you're right before Him. You want to be forgiven of your sin. Anybody here, just quickly before we finish up. God, we thank You for Your love for us. We thank You right now that You see us here. You see us, You know us, You know the pain we're going through. Yet You still love us. Yet You still invite us for this relationship with You. I just pray right now that for those of us who have struggled to believe Your word, have struggled to believe the promises that You've said over our lives, I pray that we'd make this decision tonight to simply believe again. We wouldn't let circumstances, realities dictate to us what the outcome of our life is. Amen. You become what you believe. Remember that. There's only one thing you remember. Remember, you become what you believe. We're just going to sing this song again together.